Now, you've heard of finding a needle in a haystack, but what about finding a swipe card in the vast expanse of the world's oceans? 13 years after it was lost in Wellington's harbour, an RNZ music producer's security card was found at the bottom of the ocean and under a thick layer of ice in Antarctica. Tessa Guest has been looking into the mystery.
RNZ Concerts senior music producer David McCaw is as baffled as he is elated to be reunited with his long-lost security card.
Oh, look, I was just absolutely flabbergasted, just floored, you know. It was so unexpected and so bizarre that, yeah, I've never quite got my head around it.
He picked it up from NIWA's headquarters in Wellington 2 weeks ago, and one way or another, it's clocked thousands of kilometres. The story starts in 2003, when David McCaw lost the card which gave him access to the Wellington Town Hall and Michael Fowler Centre after his car was broken into.
My briefcase was sitting in the passenger well of the car, rather stupidly these days. You don't do those things anymore, but... So obviously someone saw it and broke the window and took the briefcase, yeah.
A few days later, the police returned the briefcase where the swipe card had been stored, but it was empty and sopping wet.
I got a call about 3 days later saying, "We've got your briefcase, come and get it." They said, yeah, someone had handed it in. They said it had been recovered from the harbour. I don't know exactly where. And it had seawater and the remaining documents were soggy.
Fast forward to 2016. About 20 kilometres north of Scott Base in Antarctica, NIWA diver Rod Budd was working with researchers on the seafloor at Cape Evans.
I was diving with a colleague of mine and we were laying out some transects, basically just measuring tapes, and I saw what I thought was a credit card, but it was a little bit too dark to tell, so I just picked it up and put it in my pocket. It was unusual because you don't usually see rubbish and things down there.
Rod Budd has made 150 dives at Cape Evans, and he's only come across a handful of items that don't belong there. He says it took a clean of the card to notice it was worth keeping.
I cleaned it up and I could see that it was a Radio New Zealand security card. I quite clearly see David's name printed on it. Yeah, and I showed it to the rest of the team and we thought we should send it back to him sometime. We kind of assumed that David had lost his card at Cape Evans, and that seemed feasible because there's always holes at Cape Evans during the summer period.
On their return to New Zealand, the team never got around to tracking down David McCaw, so the swipe card sat in a box for 8 years. Last year, when NIWA finally did find him, they were shocked to discover he'd never travelled to Antarctica. The mystery deepened. How did the card end up under 2 metres of ice at the bottom of the ocean on the coast of Antarctica, 4,000 kilometres away from where it was lost? Hitching a ride with ocean currents sounds like a logical explanation, but NIWA principal scientist Craig Stevens says the chances of that are infinitesimally small. He's mapped out the card's potential journey if it started out in Wellington's harbour.
You hit something, it's called a western boundary current, and that's going to take you past Samoa, and you're going to head north to the North Pacific. And then if by some miracle you start to be less sinky, you work your way to the surface through wind mixing and some other stuff, then you'll get sort of flushed through Indonesia near the surface, and then you have to cross the Antarctic Circumpolar Current, and then you'd find your way to Cape Evans. And so that's all possible. The timescale for that is about 1,000 years.
Those odds lend themselves to the other main possibility. A visitor to Antarctica likely brought it with them, be that a person, or perhaps a whale, or maybe it got lodged in a ship somehow. The mystery remains unsolved, but David McCaw says a concrete explanation would be music to his ears.
I would dearly love to know. Yeah. It would be very, very satisfying to close the circle on this.
Well, that is quite something. Tessa Guest there. Now, if you have any theories, do let us know. And if you are the person who stole David's briefcase, of course, back in 2003, come forward. No questions asked. We just want to get to the bottom of this mystery. It's a fascinating one. I, for one, cannot stand losing or forgetting my swipe card. It's swipe card, phone, wallet every morning. little tap to make sure I've got them.
I'm unable to lay hands on my swipe card just over the last day.
Is that right?
I know. It just as a coincidence. I'll get them to head down at Antarctica and see if it's made its way there. That is such a mystery. I'm flummoxed by that.